Chapter 1. Jedi Temple, Coruscant. Gisela Horn felt like a part of her, like her brother, was encased in carbonite, frozen and isolated and unable to move. Yet somehow she forced her legs to carry her forward, toward the Jedi Temple that would, she hoped, have some answers for her today. Ever since the inexplicable and horrifying moment when her older brother, Valen, had turned on their parents, eyes wild, teeth bared, screaming nonsense, part of the youngest Horn had gone with him into the cold prison in which he was now encased. She had always been the baby of the family, the tag-along, the me-too little sister. 3 standard years separated the Horn siblings, and it had only been recently that they had begun relating as friends and not just as brother and sister. Gisela had always idolized her easygoing, level-headed big brother. The lives of her rather famous family had been fraught with danger almost since the day she was born. Often she and Valen had been separated from their parents and even from each other for long periods of time. 3 Jedi in a family did not make for much time spent doing traditional familial things, but the challenges and the separation had always brought them closer, not driven wedges between them. Gisela shivered. Cold. She was cold. He was cold, and in carbonite. Her kind, grinning brother, the gentle and loved one, whom they said was criminally insane. He had attacked both their parents, claiming that they had somehow been stolen away and replaced by fakes. How could such a thing have happened? But it had, and Valen had been caught, arrested, and imprisoned in the most horrible way possible. Basil Worv laid a heavy jade-green hand on her narrow shoulder as they climbed up the long ceremonial staircase of the processional way toward the Jedi Temple. A series of grunts and squeaks issued from his tusked mouth as he offered reassurances.
I know,
Gisela said to the Ramoan with a sigh. His small, piggy eyes were full of compassion.
Everyone's doing their best. It doesn't make it any easier.
Basil, Barv as his little circle of close friends called him, considered this and nodded agreement. He squeezed her shoulder, putting all his concern into the gesture, and Gisela forced herself not to wince. Around his fellow Jedi, Basil tended to forget how strong he was. With little Amelia, the young war orphan who had been adopted by Han and Leia Solo, though, the Ramoan was gentle to a fault. Amelia often went for rides on Barv's huge shoulders, laughing and giggling. The little girl was fond of everyone in the unit, as Barv, Yakiel, Savin-2, Valen, and Gisela called themselves.
The big guy's right,
Yakiel, walking on Gisela's other side, commented.
Don't underestimate what a group of top Jedi can do when their backs are against the wall.
Gisela had to force herself again to refrain from wincing, this time from the coolness of the Bothan's words. She'd known both Barv and Yakiel for a long time. They had been Valen's friends first, but had drawn Gisela happily into the circle as she grew older. Yakiel used words in the same controlled, deadly way she used her lightsaber. Normally, the acerbic, cynical comments she was fond of drawling didn't bother Gisela in the slightest, but now she felt raw, like her emotional skin had been flayed away, and even the slightest breeze caused agony. Barv oinked, annoyed, and Yakiel's ear twitched slightly. Barv was convinced that the Jedi were working hard to find a cure for Valen's condition, not because their own necks were threatened, but because it was the right thing to do, because that's what Jedi did. Tears of gratitude stung Gisela's eyes as she smiled at her friend. Yakiel's ears lowered slightly, a sign that Barv's simple faith had gotten to her as well. That wasn't unusual. Everyone except dear, slightly dense Barv himself, knew that Yakiel had a soft spot for the big guy, and no one blamed her for it. Barv was uncomplicated and true, with a heart as big as the galaxy and an unshakable sense of right and wrong.